May the blessings and peace of our Lord Jesus be with you today. Today is November 10th, 2015. And I have to confess, this is not going to be my favorite message. Not really because it contains bad news or anything like that. It's just difficult because there is some talk in here about some of the things that have been happening overseas. I had a hard time getting into hearing the Lord tonight. Sometimes he's very still and quiet. And I said to him after worship, I said, "Lord, I know you're here. I just can't hear you. Please, Jesus, don't you have a word for us?" He answered me and said, "My love, I'm always here with you. Always." But you know what, guys, when he answered me, it was a very faint, it was a faint voice. It wasn't like crystal clear and right up front. It was like I had to reach for it. So I answered him, "And by faith, Lord, I know that." And he answered me and he said, "But even more than faith, I wrap my arms around you, Claire, and hold you ever so tightly to my heart. Yet you do not see me always. I hide from you." So I said, "Please, Lord, stop hiding and speak for the heart dwellers who are so eager to hear your words tonight." So he began, "My children, patience and perseverance do not come easily. They are won at a cost, the cost of constant effort and vigilance over your fleshly nature. In the world, you are not accustomed to wait and persevere. Many things are offered to you for your instant gratification, from fast foods to drugs to uncommitted sexual relations to buy it on credit, buy now, pay later. None of these things support virtue. Rather, they enhance the impatient and compulsive nature in man to gratify every possible craving. Breaking loose from this merry-go-round of gratification is not easy. It requires constant effort. Fatigue weakens your resolve and gives compulsions the upper hand. Much of what people treat as psychiatric disorder is merely the result of being raised in an instant gratification society. Even television bends the mind to expect results faster. You become programmed that things which normally take months and years to accomplish come full cycle before your very eyes within an hour of time. That does leave an impression and a groove in your consciousness that life can be lived on the fast track. This, of course, leads to serious errors in judgment and thinking that leave adults in their 30s still thinking like adolescents. Many serious mistakes are made that impact the next generation. Your children then become the byproduct of this way of life. Here is where I must step in and help you to return to a life of sanity, of cycles that promote different aspects of your lives, the sowing, cultivating, harvesting, and resting cycles, each covering periods of months in which certain things fall into order. It is far too complicated for me to explain here, but suffice it to say, the lunar and solar cycles of life on Earth were deliberately designed to optimize a balanced life. Man, by using technology, has thrown this out of perspective so that you're reaping when you should be sowing, cultivating when you should be resting, and impatiently jumping from one cycle to another at will. My point is, patience, perseverance, temperance have been distorted and enable the reasonings for sinful decisions that can ultimately result in the loss of your soul. Most of you on this channel have come to grips with the idea that things take time. Yet some of you are quite impatient and discouraged with yourselves. I give you far more time to accomplish things than you give yourself. I see how deeply entrenched you are in these unnatural rhythms, and I understand that turning you is a lengthy project that must happen over time. I want you to understand that about yourself as well. Much of the discouragement you experience from day to day has to do with dissatisfaction of yourself. Things just don't happen fast enough. I'm not giving you blanket permission to sin. I'm giving you answers as to why your lives seem so frustrating and slow to change. There's also a spirit of ambition to take into consideration. Combined with perfectionism, this pair is formidable in lowering resolve and self-esteem and a sense of control by causing you to constantly overreach your limits, which despite your most aggressive efforts, ends in failure. Time after time, this becomes a pattern and you begin to slacken in resolve. This is a very effective way to discourage you. So yesterday I presented you with an image of perseverance and an image of compulsion, the tortoise and the hare. Today I want you to find yourself in these two characters and begin to apply godly wisdom to the way you go about things. Satan is very clever in using the principles of time against you to cause anxiety, insecurity, and forced moves. And when he said that, I was reminded of some things that Ezekiel and I have gone through, and I chimed in here, boy, have I seen that in my life. I remember a sense of having to escape to South America before everything crumbled in the U.S., and this was based on a prophetic word given by a well-established prophet, and an invitation from pastors kind of egged that on to go to Colombia, South America. This is about 20 years ago. It turned out to be a waste of time as far as escaping events because nothing happened in our country, which probably was the mercy of God at the time. But the Lord used it anyway, as we were able to minister all over Colombia. There were a couple of times early on in our marriage when we felt the urgency to relocate, and they seemed to be false starts. And here the Lord continued. You would be amazed of how many stories just like yours are common in the lives of believers. My people, do not be ashamed of these failures. Do not allow the enemy to beat you with embarrassment. Many, many times it was prayer that averted disaster after you had committed to move, and it was your faith that caused you to think this way. That's nothing to be ashamed of, although to the world you are despised and ridiculed for this kind of thinking. But what I am referring to here is putting off important life decisions that are necessary stages in your lives, thinking there is no more time left to you. Here is a delicate balance between acting and waiting. And if you are very attentive to me, you will know the times and the seasons. If that should suddenly change, you will also know that as you did this past June. Right now, thousands upon thousands are converting from Islam to Christianity. And had the bride been taken, these souls would have perished. And here I want to share with you Ezekiel's vision, which he had just a few days ago. He said, there was a long cliff as far as you could see, and it dropped off into a deep and wide chasm. And people by the thousands, men, women, and children, as far as you could see, they were all running headlong off the cliff into this horrible abyss that was belching red and orange and black fire and smoke. The abyss had many ledges and different levels, and the most horrific, monstrous demons were ripping and tearing and torturing these people in different ways. It was a place of unspeakable horror. It left a terrible imprint on my mind for 2 days and nights that I just couldn't get rid of. On the third day, I woke up in fear and anxiety at what I had just seen for the last 2 days. The Lord then showed me the edge of the abyss, the same image, only this time a large human hand and an arm came down and slammed on the edge of the abyss, stopping people from going any further. I then saw the relief workers in Syria who were martyred in August of this year. That was an article in Charisma magazine. 11 martyrs, 8 men, 2 women, and a 12-year-old boy. And I saw them in paradise, and they were being paraded on the shoulders of heavenly souls, waving palm branches and celebrating with great rejoicing. The image went back to the crowds at the abyss, and the people were turning and running the opposite direction toward a large luminous cross. And the Lord broke in and spoke to me. What you read and heard and imagined from the report was indeed frightening beyond compare. However, remember that I am faithful, and my protection was with these martyred souls, even in the moments of great pain and anguish, torture and death. I had already begun to lift them up and out of themselves, and their shining souls were so enwrapped in ecstasy and heavenly bliss before my face, they felt nothing, fought nothing, and did nothing but glorify me in my name, with eyes turned heavenward and a strong and powerful witness to the crowds that had gathered. ISIS forced thousands of people from the city to congregate where these were to be publicly raped, beheaded, and crucified. It was reported by several witnesses that these martyrs were continually calling out to the crowd to give their lives to Jesus, looking up into the sky, smiling and saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," while horrible things were being done to their bodies. And here the Lord continues, "That is why there are so many reports of untold thousands converting to me. There's a bigger picture. There's a bigger wisdom." Ezekiel continued. Here I want to quote Isaiah 35, which the Lord gave me. "Be strong and do not be afraid. Your God will come to save you." This is beautiful, guys. I looked up the entire psalm, and I want to read a greater portion of it to you. "Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of a blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped." Wow, how many people converted? Their eyes were opened when all this was taking place. "Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy, and water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool and the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it, and wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there." And I had a vision of, again, of those martyrs waving palm branches and the crowd in jubilation, celebrating their victory. "And those the Lord has rescued will return, and they will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. Sorrow and sighing will flee away." So after Ezekiel had been given the scripture by the Lord, then he, after this, Ezekiel prayed asking direction from Holy Spirit again and opened his Bible at random, which fell open to the account of the fiery chariot that took Elijah up to heaven. That's in 2 Kings chapter 2. "As they were going along and talking, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven." Beautiful, just beautiful. And the Lord picked up at the end of this when I was just finishing it. He said, "Yes, there were reasons for the delay in June, very excellent reasons. And because of your patience and perseverance, thousands upon thousands are being converted and giving their lives to me. I am not done with this harvest yet, my beloveds. They are still coming to me by the thousands. And you are partakers in this harvest because you have chosen to support my desire by prayer, patience, and perseverance. So do not grow weary with delays. Know that these too will be added to your account in heaven.